On the second day of his trial, Paolo Gabrielli, the butler charged with stealing and leaking Pope Benedict's private correspondence, said he was innocent of charges of aggravated theft, but guilty of betraying the Holy Father's trust. He said he loved the Pope like a son. Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges reports. Taking the stand first, Gabrielli said what he described as widespread concern about what was happening in the Vatican led him to collect photocopies of the Pope's private correspondence and eventually to leak it to a journalist. He told the court that no one encouraged him to steal and leak the documents. He also said he hadn't received any money or benefits for doing this. Although Gabrielli said he acted on his own initiative, he told the court he did so after sharing confidences about the general atmosphere in the Vatican with four people in particular: retired Cardinal Paolo Sardi, a former official in the Vatican Secretariat of State, Cardinal Angelo Comastri, Archpriest of St. Peter's Basilica, Ingrid Stamper, a long-time assistant to Pope Benedict, going back to his time as Cardinal Ratzinger, and Bishop Francesco Cavina of Carpi, who worked in the Secretariat of State until 2011. Under questioning by his lawyer, Gabrielli said he never showed any of the documents to the Pope, but tried conversationally to bring some concerns to the Holy Father's attention. The morning session of Gabrielli's trial on October the 2nd also featured testimony by Monsignor Jörg Ganswein, the Pope's personal secretary, and Christina Cernetti, one of the consecrated laywomen who work in the papal apartment. Monsignor Ganswein testified that he only began suspecting Gabrielli in mid-May, after a journalist published documents Monsignor Ganswein knew had never left the office he shared with Gabrielli. During the Tuesday morning session, Gabrielli's lawyer also asked him several questions about the 60 days he spent in Vatican detention, including whether or not it was true that he was first held in a tiny room and that for the first 15 to 20 days, the Vatican police left the lights on 24 hours a day. Gabrielli said both were true. The director of the Holy See's press office, however, Father Federico Lombardi, later told reporters that Judge Nicola Piccardi, the Vatican prosecutor, had opened an investigation into the conditions under which Gabrielli was detained. Later on Tuesday, the Vatican City-State gendarmes issued a communique confirming that the light was left on 24 hours a day, but said this was done in order to prevent possible acts of self-harm by the defendant, and also for security reasons. The communique said Gabrielli himself later requested that the light be left on at night because it kept him company. The Vatican police said the other detention cell was undergoing renovation works at the time of Gabrielli's arrest, and as soon as the building works were completed, the defendant was moved into the new cell. The police also stressed that the treatment of Gabrielli whilst held in detention followed international norms. I'm Susie Hodges.